High-speed rail has become a political issue across the country. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Democratic congressional hopeful Dan Maffei says the issue draws a distinction between him and his opponent in the race for the 24th congressional district.
Standing in front of the Transportation Center in Syracuse, Maffei held up a letter written by Republican Congresswoman Anne Marie Burkle last year to Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, opposing reallocation of $2.4 million in high-speed rail money to New York State.
When she sent this letter, she was just reiterating her support for the Paul Ryan radical vision of completely cutting off any kind of transportation infrastructure kinds of funding.
Maffei says he supports spending federal dollars on a rail system that could travel between 90 and 110 miles per hour between Buffalo and New York City.
It could clearly cut travel times dramatically and also increase the reliability, and that's important also. What I see it doing is providing a necessary other way to get in and out of central New York.
In her letter to transportation officials, Burkle contends that the federal government can't afford to spend millions of dollars on a high-speed rail line that would not be sustainable. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.